Many little boys and girls dream of becoming a firefighter. This is the first chance I've had to dress up as a fireman since running home to see the after-school reruns of Squad 51's Gage and DeSoto.
Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Yes.
I eventually chose a different career path. Thanks to Capital City Fire and Rescue and the International Firefighters Association, I get to play firefighter for a whole day. A few city officials and other members of the Genoa Media are doing more than just donning a costume.
The purpose is to demonstrate the need for more staffing.
Captain John Krebsbach is a shift commander at the downtown fire station who helped organize the event.
There's three main points we're trying to get out of this whole thing, that our jobs are time sensitive, they're labor intensive, and highly technical.
CCFR has 18 paid personnel, and Juneau needs 44 people to operate all the apparatus at all five stations, ranging from an engine and a utility truck in Auk Bay to 10 vehicles at the Glacier Station, including three airport crash trucks. CCFR also has half the budget of the police department. There are as many as 70 volunteers on the roster, but only half are qualified to enter a burning building. The rest may help with logistics or support, and certainly not all will be available at the same time to respond to a fire call. Similar Fire Ops 101 sessions have been done elsewhere.
They're usually eye-opening. They didn't realize, you know, how involved the job actually is. You know, it is a hard job. It's physically demanding.
About 50? 50,
55, 56.
And we're doing, this is a young man's career. You know, this is hard work.
Career firefighter Eric Goldsberry is the 50-year-old. I'm about his size, so he's loaned me his bunker or turnout gear, a set of thick fabric jacket and pants with suspenders. They're heat and fire resistant, but not fireproof.
Gym shorts, or if you like wear a thin, like long underwear, that might be more comfortable. It's hot and sweaty in this.
Goldsberry is going to be my shadow, my partner, instructor, and guardian angel all rolled into one.
It takes years to get nowhere to keep all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, you
make it quick.
You probably have your own kind of preferences as far as what you keep in certain pockets.
Yep. Certain tools I like to keep in there. You know, some engineering calculations on a kind of a cheat.
He also loans me his preferred personal set of tools, a pair of small wooden wedges for blocking doors and sprinklers, vice grips, a rolled-up nylon webbing strap, and a firefighter's spanner wrench. It's a neat, foldable multi-tool that can open and close hose valves and propane tank valves, cut seat belts, and break windshield glass. He's already stashed these handy little goodies in my Velcro-enclosed thigh pockets.
Yeah, pull back and that just goes around your neck for now.
Okay.
Yeah. So go ahead and zip that baby up.
Also got steel-toed boots, gloves, helmet, soft fabric Nomex fire-resistant hood like race car drivers wear. That fits over a clear mask.
I'm going to pull this back for now. If you have a mask failure, well, this happens. You hear that?
Goldsberry helps me with my SCBA, or self-contained breathing apparatus, or air pack. I check the air seal while he searches for a working regulator. Then he shows me how to operate it.
Okay, suck in. There you go. It's positive pressure. What that means is if you ever develop a leak anywhere along the side of your seal, it'll continue feeding you air.
Two buttons lock it into place, and a red knob purges the line or floods my mask with air.
Being bald's helpful. You don't have as many hairs to get in the way of your good seal.
Stand still too long, and the SCBA emits an annoying alarm designed to let other firefighters know a buddy is down and possibly hurt or unconscious.
Okay, go ahead and play with that a little bit. You need to move.
It doesn't take long to learn the air pack hip wiggle to deactivate the tones before they get too loud.
Okay, do a little dance. There you go.
Okay. I'm now wearing at least an extra 60 pounds of gear. You don't want to be out of shape for this job. I'm getting pretty excited now.
160 over 111.
Is that bad?
I've neglected to tell the Bartlett Regional Hospital nurses who are doing today's regular vital checks exactly how much coffee and Red Bull I had earlier this morning.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Time to head outside for the first set of exercises. It's all been carefully organized and choreographed for students like myself. Longtime veteran Eric Goldsberry says firefighters don't have that luxury in an actual emergency.
Timing is so important with what we do. The timing, multitasking, efficient use of time, and just speed. There aren't a lot of times where we have a lot of time to plan for an event. It's jumping out of the truck and kind of having a plan in place already for a multiple list of potential problems.
Tomorrow and throughout the week on Morning Edition, some of the common problems entry-level firefighters experience in basic training.